Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving the parenting question of the week so you don't have to. This week's question comes from Jessica, who went to our Facebook page at What Fresh Hell Cast. Jessica says, I could use some hope from moms who have survived fussy babies. Can I get an amen from those of us who have survived fussy babies? First of all, yes. Okay, anyway, Jessica says, my second is 3 months old and is so fussy. My toddler was not fussy at all. My husband's been home with us and is going back to work next week, and I'll be home 3 days a week with both kids. The baby only naps 30 minutes at a time and gets tired very quickly. Ugh, I'm dying for spring. Anyways, any moms have babies that outgrew their fussiness? Yes, Jessica. In fact, I am a mom whose baby outgrew his fussiness and is now 6'1". It can happen. There's one way that I think you're pretty lucky, which is that, if you can take any comfort from this at all, it is that your fussy baby was actually your second baby. So you are at least very clear that my baby is fussy, not my parenting is faulty. I don't know how to do this. I'm bad at this. This will be like this forever. You at least have the clear enough perspective of this is something about this kid in particular. And yeah, some kids are really, really fussy. I'll tell you some things that I figured out for mine. By the time you're hearing this, hopefully you're coming out of that, what they call the fourth trimester. You know, newborns like aren't really ready to be born. They liked it better inside. And so the more you can recreate the sound of the womb, lots of white noise, lots of shushing right in their ear, lots of bouncing. My very fussy baby, I had one of those yoga balls, you know, that you use at the gym, one of the big ones, and I would sit on that and bounce him. And he liked to be bounced on that quite vigorously, actually, and would be quite happy as long as I was doing that. And really like the shh, 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 shh right in his ear. All of that stuff I got from Harvey Karp's book, The Happiest Baby on the Block. So if you don't have that book, I would get it. He basically just suggests all this, that they need more noise, more motion than you think they would to sort of recreate the womb. Another thing I found for my fussy baby was keeping him upright really helped. Once we deduced that he was sleeping better, as in at all, in a car seat or a baby seat, but he wasn't sleeping in the crib, we realized that it was the putting him upright helps. Now that gets tricky, and I'm not going to give any particular advice because, you know, that's very charged where it is and isn't safe for babies to sleep. But I will say that keeping your baby's head elevated during nap time when you can did, for me, make the baby's nap time last a little longer. A sling is a great way to have a baby safely sleep upright. A sling, I preferred the stretchy slings. And they were also great because when you have a baby and a toddler, you can be holding the fussy baby hands-free while also helping the toddler do something. I really found them so helpful. Now, my very fussy baby hated the sling. He hated everything, but he hated the sling. So maybe it will or won't work for you, but for babies for whom it works, they are lifesavers. Overall, I'd say, Jessica, you should do what you need to do to get a little peace now. If you find that the baby only sleeps when somebody's holding her, then just, you know, let your sister come over and hold the baby, right? Let your father-in-law push the stroller around the block for half an hour. Don't worry about the whole thing of, well, she'll never sleep in the crib if I do it this way. Well, you can't spoil. Well, you can't set these habits up. You need sleep. So does the baby. And you'll be able to fix that down the road. So in the short term, because this is a short-term problem, your baby will outgrow the fussiness. In the meantime, do what you need to do for everybody to get a little bit of rest. Send us your parenting questions. We might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.